So if you're hearing my voice, you've tuned in to another episode of the Casual Setting Podcast. As always, I am your usual casual host, Ryan, aka Wyams. Here with my wonderful co-host, the Drift King himself, Dan, aka AZ and Dan, aka Sushi Vesta, dude. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Yeah, it is a warm boy out, dude. It's 75 degrees out
already. California.
Yeah, California, am I right?
Whoa! Don't you just enjoy the summertime weather in the middle of spring? It's fucking great.
Dude, it's California. We don't get spring.
Yeah, you're right. We honestly don't. We get like at best 2 weeks of spring.
Yeah, like you get springtime up until about like maybe 11 a.m. and then that's it. That's the cutoff.
Yeah, we don't get it seasonal. We get it hourly.
You gonna learn today?
Yeah, our springtime, our seasons down here, they get paid by the hour, so but they only work.
Fuck.
They only work up to about 12 a.m. or noon.
Minimum wage, yeah. Seasons. That is, oh. Except man, that is rough.
Yes, and summer works overtime. It works like double overtime, back to back shifts, graveyard shifts as well.
That's so depressing.
And it's so true.
Everything's so minimum wage that even the seasons are phoning it in.
How bad the economy is right now, our seasons.
They can't afford it either.
Yeah.
Man, watch someone comment, oh, you guys got too political, man. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
They're like, oh, this is the Casual Setting Podcast, not the Political Setting Podcast. It's like, oh, my
You're
bad,
about
bro.
To casual my foot up your ass.
He'll do it too. He surprisingly knows inputs for that one.
If it's guarding, you have to worry. Or if it's anything but guarding, you have to worry about it. If it's guarding, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, Ryan can't do the parry trials in Street Fighter because he doesn't know how to guard.
I honestly just like crouch down and scream as loud as I can until my
He tries to get us
I pass out
as close to the fetal position as possible. You know.
Honestly, I'm surprised. Like even after a match, if they give me like a C ranking.
After every match, they have to like console you and give you like a cracker and like a juice box.
Oh god, I would actually play games harder if that was the case.
You try hard
if,
more.
If there was guaranteed snack time for video games,
guaranteed snack time.
Okay. Like yo, free up this next set on this dude. Free up this next set. Don't use any meter, and you get nap time, my guy. I'd be like, fucking say less.
Yeah, over the intercoms, you're just gonna hear like, "All right, participants, it's 10 a.m. It's now time for nap time," and it's just every neckbeard in the world would be overjoyed to hear that.
It's like at the drop of a hat too. Like they just immediately knock out. Like some of them are still running sets.
Yeah.
Like they're still entering in inputs, but like one of them's like drooling onto his own shoulder.
Yeah, like head is all the way back, like leaning back in the chair.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, Ryan would definitely win Evo if they told him that the championship prize was, you know, like a box fort and like unlimited supplies of juice boxes.
It's a 20-piece chicken nugget meal with honey mussy, dude.
Here's some chicken nuggies, dude. Fucking, I'm struggling over here, man. I'm fucking, it's all doomed. Right. Fucking.
So the issue.
Why the podcast is doomed.
The issue why Dan was missing his vocal input commands is because I unironically say chimpkin.
Yeah, I had to rearrange my brain cells. I had to look in the files for that audio.
It's like that SpongeBob episode.
Where is it? Where's his name?
I love that episode so much because that adequately.
It's a great representation.
It's a great representation of what it's like to have a panic attack where you're just forgetting everything.
That's so
good, but so horrifying. Yeah,
that's why that's how I imagine that you can't block is because that file is just missing from your brain.
Uh. Might have to keep that vocal take on mic. Oh my god, I almost choked on my drink.
Good job.
All right, well, that was an intro.
Nope.
let's continue on that. Me and Dan recently went to a neato little convention that was in our area, and it was held at a local college, and I can't really place what exactly the theme was.
University.
It kind of seems like.
It's a university. My bad.
Yeah, it kind of seems like it was just for like local vendors. If I'm being honest.
It is because I went to this college. Surprisingly, it is literally an event they do every year, and I've literally gotten emails, and I still get emails from that school even though I'm not going anymore because.
Oh, that's right. You were talking about this, yeah.
Yeah, then my cousin, you know, my email is just on their list or, you know, just automatic, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so it's called Vintage Days, and it's just like, you know, big, it's kind of like a fair almost. It's like a small fair on the campus, and it's
just
like
it's pretty
bunch
much
of,
a county fair, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of food vendors, like a bunch of little games that, like, for kids, you know, there's the bounce houses and whatnot, like the slides as well, and.
It's also like a mini job fair, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, there's also a lot of like the like fraternities or whatever get together and they have like their own little booth and they'll set them up and it's like, you know, like, come join us or whatever. And like, yeah, it's also like job fair. There's that and there's a video game event that we did. More you did. I just stood there watching.
More I fucking got dunked at.
There's a pain already, repressed memories already.
Yeah,
it was that, and then we got food.
Mm-hmm.
Not at the fucking place, but well, technically we got Dutch Bros.
Yeah.
There was a little Dutch Bros truck. That was cool.
Total small business shit, dude.
Yeah, small, very small.
But yeah, we went to this event for the main purpose of not only going and seeing me get bodied in video games and also, you know, giving small businesses some money. We also went to go see our dear friend Teresa sell her wares.
Yes, another small one.
Yeah, local
physically
local crafty gremlin Teresa 13. You can find her on Twitch underneath that same tag.
You gotta spell it correctly. You gotta replace all the E's with threes.
You gotta spell it in leet speak.
It's with a Z.
It's Counter Strike Go. Counter Strike Go. Like Counter Strike Source Days. That's the good days. Dude.
Yeah, where you replace all the letters with numbers.
Yeah. Yes. She sells these cool keychains and these cool designs made out of perler beads that essentially harken back to pixel design and video games. They're really cool. I have quite a few of them. I've given her quite a bit of my money.
I'm not even kidding. Every perler bead design that I have from Teresa, she's just given to me for free.
Yeah. But she makes a lot of cool stuff. You can find her on, I think, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. And then Etsy is her main thing.
I don't know if she's doing that right now because there's that whole Etsy strike thing going on.
That's right. So yeah, I forgot about that.
I think she's pulled her stuff for now until that whole thing goes down.
Yeah.
But Etsy. You still check it out though.
Yeah. If not, just to get a general idea of where her works are. If not, check social media. She has a lot of cool shit. What the fuck else was I gonna say? Yeah, she was essentially selling her wares there, and we went to go say hi and, you know, hang out with her. If you are any way involved in the convention circuit, so to speak, in the Southern California area, you're probably somewhat familiar with her wares. But yeah, we went to go. To go do that, and that was fun. We learned quite a bit about a local, I guess, the local state of fighting games right now, which is really interesting. Considering we already went in there being like, they're not running Smash brackets today.
I just assumed that they wanted to rotate games out.
Oh yeah, no. That's the main reason, but they also were probably being like, you know what, these kids are gonna, it's technically summer. These kids don't need to get exposed to too much BO daily. True.
Yeah, they don't shower, they don't use deodorant.
Yeah. was it you that said, I think it was you or Margo. You or Margo said that like Yu-Gi-Oh has like some new tournament. No, it's fucking Miguel. It was dear podcast dad, Miguel said that Yu-Gi-Oh tournament regulations now require a certain level of fucking hygiene.
I'm not surprised.
It's so great. The meme's real, dude. It always was, but you know, to see them acknowledge it it's crazy.
I feel like Magic the Gathering players are worse though.
Oh fuck yeah. But regardless, we went there to learn a bit about the state of fighting games, and I participated in the fighters bracket, which wasn't really a bracket. We only had about like, I think it was like four participants, so it was a round robin.
That was literally enough to make a pools.
Mm-hmm.
That was literally pools right there.
Yeah.
But the only one.
But that was it, and then which if you need to know the outcome of that, I got bodied by every single one. Mm-hmm. I think the closest set I got to was, and I think it was because I kept changing up my team instead of just sticking with one, which kind of like, I keep forgetting that legitimately throws people off. And it's funny because like, I think the guy actually asked me like, why do you keep changing your team? I'm like, oh, I'm just having fun, dude. This is my last match and I'll probably get bodied. He's like, that's fair. And that one match, though, that I actually changed my team, I actually took, like, two characters away from him, which is kind of crazy.
He's probably distracted by all the yelling that me and Kyle did.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys were saying that, like, at one point, you guys were, like, yelling at me.
We were. But, like, we literally were.
The room was so loud, I couldn't even
hear it. Oh, yeah, no, it was, the DJ was blasting that shit, dude.
Yeah.
No, we were literally, like, block, just hold back.
It's too much party rocking going on, dude. That was the issue.
Yeah, man. They're bumping that shit.
She honestly was playing some jams at one point.
She was.
I think at one point she just legitimately got tired of basically like altering certain songs, and she was like, you know what, man, I'm just gonna play some Nirvana. And I was like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm pretty. Yeah, I'm always down for some good old Nirvana.
I think at one point, like mid-conversation, I was talking to someone, I kind of leaned over to you, like, they play Drain You, I'm gonna fucking lose it.
Yeah, you said that to me. I think we both realized that she started playing Nirvana, because it was like the intro to like one of the songs, but we couldn't like really hear it. We're like, is that Nirvana? We're like, yeah,
no, like Drain You is my favorite Nirvana song, just because it's adequately fast. There's enough of the punk overtone, but it also sounds like he's like so drugged up that it's like, yeah, like I'm here, you know. Maybe I won't be here in the next 2 minutes. I love it.
Yeah, I don't even know which is my favorite song by them.
So they
have a lot of bangers. So
yeah, I was just about to say I don't think you could really go wrong.
Yeah. I always like singing Rape Me out loud in public.
Yeah, it's such a fucked up song.
Just the part where he's just like, rape me, and I'll just say it loud as fuck, like with no, like if it's like, you know, if I'm listening to like my playlist with my like earbuds in, I'm like in public and people are just like, what the fuck?
if anything by now, people should know the context.
Yeah.
There's like maybe like three other songs that feature that line. Like, come on, guys. It's 2022 and you guys aren't singing Rape Me out loud. What are we doing as a society, dude?
Failing.
Honestly, America, I'm gonna go ahead and rate it. Kinda mid,
bro.
We went to the event, saw me get bodied in fighters. We had an impromptu let's play of Final Fantasy VII with our boy Kyle. and in which I
You played like one fight, what do you mean?
played one fight, but I had so much fun with naming just Cloud and Barrett.
I literally forgot until you mentioned Final Fantasy. And now it's all just flooding back to me the way you did.
Fucking Kyle's giggling like an idiot because he already knows what's going on.
No, that was me. Yeah. He literally, it was like, he's like renaming Cloud. He deletes the whole entire name, puts C back up, and I was just like, oh my fucking god.
Here we fucking go.
And then proceeds to put the word come.
Eight-year-old shit.
Yeah, and then you took a picture of it, and then I don't know what the fuck you did with it. Probably posted it on Twitter or Instagram or something.
No, I said it to one of the many degenerate
DMs
I have in my DMs. Yeah. I erased that and I named him Epstein instead.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that part.
But fucking Kyle had the genius. Kyle had the genius idea. It was like you should have named Aerith Epstein. Because we know Aerith didn't kill herself, and I started fucking dying. So that is 100% gonna be a thing in the future. We are 100% gonna play fucking Final Fantasy VII with Kyle.
Yeah, I think my oven's gonna be on that day, so
that's fine. Yeah, my oven's gonna be on that day. What kind of excuse is that?
You know, you never heard that excuse. It's like, oh, I left my oven on, I gotta go. And it's just like people are hanging out. It's like, oh, and they don't want to be there. It's like, oh, I left my oven on, gotta go. I always say that shit. That's always like, it's like been my thing for like the longest time where I'll just be like, yeah, my oven's gonna be on that day. I don't think I'll be able to make it.
You're like, so fucked. You're so fucked.
Or like, I'll do this a lot to Teresa. She'll be like, you know, saying like, oh, let's go do this or that, and it's like, let's play some league or something, and I'll just like pretend to be like, Buck, what, the oven's on, all right mom, I'll go get it.
That's great.
Yeah, I like doing that shit. It's fun.
Friends don't let friends play League of Legends, dude.
Yeah, I just, you know, choose to play it on my own free will for whatever stupid reason.
Anybody who asks you to willingly play League of Legends with them, honestly, kind of sus, dude.
Kind of sus, honestly. And it is pretty bad. The game is so toxic.
Yeah. I forgot what I named Barrett.
Did you name him? I thought you had to go because he got called up for your match.
Oh, yeah, they were probably like, hey, we need a training dummy. And I was like, I got you. Fucking say less.
I don't know, man. At least training dummies can block.
All right, we're going to go to the next topic. Editor, can we get a B-roll footage of some guy screaming in the background?
If you want to. I mean, you know, advertisements back in the day were pretty good.
Were they?
Yeah, I would say so.
Because it seems like every time we have, like, any type of, like, sporting event, like, everyone's just going batshit over the fucking advertisements.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, because they go extra and spend millions of dollars because apparently it increases revenue during, like, Super Bowl halftime or whatever, you know?
I hate the fact that that's a cultural event. It's just consumerism.
Yeah.
That shit sucks. But yeah, what was so good about old school advertisements, Dan? Regale me, dude.
I don't know. They just seem to have, like, fun with it, you know? Like, I'm talking, like, back in the day. Like, I'm talking, like, early 2000s, you know, like, commercials or advertisements. Yeah. Like, remember when we used to have, like, a million cell phone companies?
Oh, yeah.
There's literally, like, you know, like, I don't
fucking
know.
Fucking Nokia.
There's like at least like eight cell phone companies, and like the commercials for those stuff were pretty good because
yeah,
they literally had like, I swear to God, they had like a whole ass plot to them. Like it was some like show where like one commercial would just have like all the competitors in it, and it's just like they just seemed to have fun with their commercials and back in the day, and they just like, you know, they weren't as annoying.
I do kind of miss the whole, like, remember the whole, like, iMac one with, like, Justin Long and, like, oh, yeah, this is a PC, you know, like, the iMac or
yeah.
the PC was, like, this generic office dude, and it's like, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, well, this is a PC, and it's, like, a Justin Long being a hip, you know, young 20s male.
Yeah. Good old Justin Long, man. Like we were talking about the other day, well, not the other day, maybe like a month ago, where the mm-hmm. fucking commercials for WoW, they had like Ozzy Osbourne and, you know, Mr. T.
Yeah, yeah, okay, like, you got me there, yeah.
Like, that, yeah,
that shit banged.
I rewatched the Ozzy Osbourne one, and I was like, did they really release this on TV? Like, there's no way, right?
Yeah.
You know, Ozzy's I'm the sure fucking Prince of Darkness.
Yeah, yeah, like one commercial was like that, where like he was just screaming, and I was like, I like this.
He's like, I'm the Prince of Darkness, and they're like, no, cut. He's like, you're not the Prince of Darkness. This character is, and he's like, no, I'm the fucking Prince of Darkness. I was like, dude, this is top tier right here.
You know, it's been said that the only two things you can trust in this world are yourself and the first four Sabbath albums, dude. And I gotta
true.
Say,
it's on Facebook, so it's true.
Facts.
Everything on Facebook's real.
Yeah, dude. I mean, just look at Alex Jones.
You fucking goddamn fucker.
I've been making Miguel laugh at the gym because every time I have like a tough lift, I'm like, all right, do it for Alex Jones. Do it for InfoWars.
Dude, just pretend you're training to storm Area 51. Yeah, you gotta go save the catgirls or whatever.
I should take that mentality when I'm on the treadmill.
Yeah, the Naruto run, you gotta do the Naruto run, dude.
Just go into full fucking sprint.
I love how there's that whole theory that there's just, like, clones of Alex Jones in Area 51.
That's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
That's legitimately terrifying.
But that's just such a funny theory.
By the way, that generic ass quote that I had earlier, you can only trust yourself and the, you know, first whatever Black Sabbath albums. I think it was Henry Rollins, and I think he actually said like the first six Black Sabbath albums. I think it was like one of his stand up specials or something like that. Somebody tells me I have it wrong because some fucking nerd will be like, actually.
Well, actually. Yeah. You know, we've never come across anyone who likes to correct our friends about anything wrong, you know?
Yeah, honestly, correcting people about stuff is mid, dude. Just mispronounce everything wrong.
Mm-hmm. It'll trigger someone, and it's always fun.
Honestly, spreading misinformation is fucking cool.
Of course.
I fucking love spreading misinformation.
What do you think the internet is for? I like to just go on wiki pages and fuck them all up.
I fucking love reinterpreting history. We should have an episode where I just reinterpret history in like a Duke Nukem voice, or like a John F. Kennedy voice, or like a Ben Shapiro voice. You want to do that?
Yeah, one episode for each voice.
Yeah, we'll get like a history book from like grade school from like the year 2003,
mm-hmm.
and we'll just fuck it up. I mean, we'll have to edit out all the like swastikas and like pentagrams that are in there, but yeah.
That'll be great. Yeah. What are you talking about? What swastikas? World War II never happened. Germany didn't kill
any
Jews.
We're already going like right out of the gate.
Yeah, just full throttle. Pedal to the metal.
I know someone that played terrorist side on Counter-Strike.
The Earth is flat. Deal with it. Well, it depends. If you're playing Source, you obviously played played terrorist because the AK was just the superior weapon.
I think terrorists in every single Counter-Strike had the superior weapons. Because the sawed-off shotgun was way better close quarters. And I mean, the auto shotty in almost every single fucking Counter-Strike thing. Like,
okay, Ryan, you're literally the only person that uses shotguns in those games, and they're all trash.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah. Plays Valorant, fucking use this shotgun.
I don't play competitive, okay? Those people are always going to walk towards me, and it's true. I always get at least one or two kills.
And yeah, back in the day when the game first came out, not anymore. Everyone's fucking sweaty tryhards.
Yeah, you so much as leave, like, one pixel of your player model out in the open, they'll home in on it.
Mm-hmm. And it just gets worse with the more characters that they release for that game. Like, goddamn.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the Valorant community, it already started off pretty toxic, but,
of course, all the leaks players came from it.
That shit ramped up so quick. I think the last time I played Valorant was with a couple of my old coworkers, and they were just so good. I'm over here just running around with the auto shot. they're over here doing trick shots and shit like that, you know, actually doing like peek the corner, you know, like actual shit. I'm over here like, LMAO, watch this dude get fucking leveled if he walks through this random hallway. They never walked through the hallway.
Yeah.
They never did. I think I got like maybe 3 kills out of like the 6 matches we fucking played.
Yeah, everyone would be like, you know, shift walking, nice and slow walking. Ryan just
yeah,
fucking yeah, steel toe boots on, fucking running, Naruto running across the map, give away everyone's position.
Fucking Leroy Jenkinsing the entire match.
Literally.
Using intimidating shout the second I even hear one of them breathe.
Anxiety kicking in.
That's a good way of wording how I play.
Yeah, that's how I imagine you play.
treating like
you're trying like to
like D-Day.
Yeah, you're trying to like hold a corner and you're just heavy breathing ensues. I look over, just, you know, the fear of panic ensues, and I'm like, oh boy. He's either gonna have a mental breakdown or he's gonna kill everyone right now.
The fucking gif of Jordan Peele fucking sweating.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect right there.
That shit's great.
That's a great episode from Key and Peele.
Key and Peele. We didn't deserve that show. And I'm so glad they went off to make even better things. But it's like, fuck, man, we could have enjoyed that show just a little while longer.
Yeah, honestly, they're genius when it comes to making skits.
I 100% think that if comedians get tired of a network, which more than likely that's what happened, either A, they just got tired of it, or B, you know, they weren't getting paid enough for their obvious talent, and what they bring to the table is probably one-sided, they should 100% just fucking go to YouTube. Or fucking TikTok. Like, that's one reason as to why I would keep that app.
Well,
just to watch those good fucking sketches.
Didn't they kind of start on YouTube?
You mean before, Human Giant?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know,
yeah,
I felt like I
looked that up.
Maybe they weren't going under, like, the name, you know, Key and Peele, but like I feel like I remember seeing a lot of their stuff was on like YouTube beforehand, like College Humor days, you know.
They might have. I know Jordan Peele for sure started off in Mad TV. Like he was a cast member at one point. I'm trying to remember, like, because I didn't really notice him much there, but if I'm correct, Jordan Peele was a cast member. I think Michael Keegan too.
Yeah, like I said, I could be wrong, so I don't remember, you know.
Then again, for as much as much as Mad TV gets fucking dogged on, like, a lot of fucking good people that are honestly not just surviving, but, like, legitimately making a good career off of comedy, they're still around because of Mad TV. Like, Will Sasso, you got Deborah Wilson, you know, what's his name that voices Samurai Jack?
I know who you're talking about. I don't remember his name, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna look him up right now. that guy's great.
Yeah, like, Mad TV used to be, you know, good back in the day, but now it's, you know, like all TV shows, it's trash.
Phil Lamar.
Yeah.
Phil Lamar, yeah. Yeah, which, if I'm correct, I think he was Kratos, too, at one point.
Probably. I can see that.
Yeah. And, oh, you have Bobby Lee, who's fucking god tier.
Good old Bobby Lee, man.
God damn. That dude is in a league of his own. That dude's comedy shtick is, you can't fuck with me because I already fuck with myself too much.
Yep.
That dude is just so delightfully weird. I love him. Oh, fuck, what were we even talking about originally?
Talking about Valorant.
Oh. So in conclusion, fuck Valorant.
Yep.
It's mid. It's mid.
Yep.
Honestly, go play a real man's game like Fortnite.
Brother, this guy stinks!
No, nothing on that one, Dan?
Yeah, I'm not gonna. We'll just...
Alright.
Yeah.
This hill's nice. I'll die on it.
Yeah. I don't need to throw any more energy into Fortnite that I already have.
Dude, Fortnite.
Yeah, good old fork knife, dude. It's funny too, because like once they took building out, I was like, fuck it, I'll try. I played it with
Oh, did you play with Brandon and Nick?
I played with Brandon, Nick, and Alex. And I had to play by myself, because you know, they're like, all you gotta do is bullshit to play, you know. And it's funny too, so like we're like waiting for I think Alex like hopped in, and we're like, oh yeah, we're playing Fortnite. Oh yeah, give me a minute, I gotta update it, I'll be on. We're like, alright. I'm just sitting in lobby, and then Nick's like, he's like, are you fucking Altair from Assassin's Creed? And I was like, close, I'm Ezio.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I had like this, like straight up like fucking Ezio Assassin's Creed skin for Fortnite for some reason, even though I've never played it, literally.
And I was That's like, interesting.
I was just like, how the fuck did I get this? And I didn't think it had something to do with, I think I bought one of the Assassin's Creed games on Epic.
Oh, okay.
And like that's sometimes cool. Like, yeah, because like I bought Tiny Tina's Wonderland on Epic, and they're like, oh, if you buy it on Epic, we'll give you some free stuff for Fork Knife. And I was like, cool. And so the thing that I got from Tiny Tina's Wonderland was like, it was like the parachute thing. No, it's like the glider or whatever, like when you're dropping in, instead of when I pull the parachute, I literally ride but stallion like a surfboard.
That's fucking cool.
It's actually pretty cool, yeah. But yeah, I gave it a shot and I was like, I don't know. I thought it was honestly pretty boring.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't really, and I don't like third person, so.
Yeah.
To begin with.
At least for
shooters.
I've talked about Fortnite on the podcast, so yeah. I won't harp on it too much, but I do think the game is legitimately getting better for all it is. And what it is at the end of the day is a game that's mainly targeted towards small children.
Yeah, it's for children.
It's an arcade shooter that's also a battle royale.
Mm-hmm.
But it is fun legitimately to see all the weird fucking things that they managed to get collabing in the game. Like recently they did a Wu-Tang Clan collaboration, which was legitimately cool. Like I can't even like make some kind of sarcastic remark against it.
Yeah, there was actually cool. Yeah.
It was actually cool, like the Street Fighter stuff they've been doing.
Oh yeah.
I don't think I got the Sakura skin.
I bet you got that Chun-Li one, didn't you?
Oh yeah, no, I'm not gonna pass up the Chun-Li skin. If the Sakura skin is still available, I'll probably buy it. But yeah, no, dude, like, they do some legitimate good shit. They still deserve to be ripped on every now and then just because of how comical and wacky and, you know, the community is. But that being said, it's honestly not as toxic compared to some of the other battle royales we've been a part of.
No, it's definitely not really toxic. I mean, every game has its...
It's a game meant for kids.
Yeah, so, every game has its, you know... toxicity, yeah. But like Fortnite is definitely like, if you're comparing it to like Call of Duty or like League or something, it is like infant compared to those two. But yeah, I just found it boring. I find it too easy, honestly. Like I literally like played for like a couple hours and I was literally like, I ran up on these like three dudes by myself and I 1v3'd and I won.
Nice.
And I was like, and they weren't bots either. Like, And I was like, yeah, I can see, like, because I remember that, remember back in the day when that, like, that kid, I think he's like 16 or something, won like the first Fortnite tournament and he got like $1 million or whatever. I remember seeing that, and like the day after that or something, I think he was like streaming or something, and literally like 17 other kids or other players got together and tried to kill him, and he literally solo killed all of them. And I was like, that's sad. It just, like, the skill level in that game is like way too apparent, and I just find it boring. So I'd rather play like PUBG or something, or Warzone. Well, like, sure, there's gonna be a shit ton of hackers, but I'll have much more fun with that.
I think the arcadey aspect is something that will always prevent me from ever taking it seriously, which if
Yeah, like, you're not supposed to,
yeah, 'cause like
What, I mean, what
I
other game are
honestly
you gonna
wonder
kill?
what it's what?
Go ahead.
No.
It's like, what other game are you gonna go in there and there's just a dude, fucking flossing on your dead body, like all these emotes and
Exactly.
stuff, and
Exactly.
it's just supposed to be fun.
I was just about to say, like, I honestly wonder what it's like
For
for the
kids.
parents that like watch their kids, play this game. Like because like there's still some households where it's like, oh yeah, like the only TV we have is in the living room. Like it's
Yeah.
probably rare, but like the only TV that we have is in the living room. So it's like, maybe Johnny or like Susie, maybe gets like 2 hours of fucking PS4 time, and they probably have to like watch fucking Fortnite.
Yeah.
But if you've never seen Fortnite in action, it is a trip just as to how arcadey and cartoony it
That
is.
is
It's
very.
I honestly don't see how people get tilted off of that game. But if you go to Twitch, you can of course see people get tilted off of that game regularly, and it is amazing, dude. It is amazing.
Yeah, watching Dr. Disrespect get fucking mad at Fortnite is the funniest shit ever.
Seriously, don't see how that dude's still popular.
It's like I can understand, like, before everything happened, like, I used to watch them, not like regularly, but like I'd either, like, sometimes I'd be like, I'm bored, I'm going to Twitch, I'll watch him, but I'll see like clips of him here and there. And he used to be, I thought he was funny, because I don't know, I find it hilarious when people rage at games, like Tyler One,
Oh
and
yeah.
Dr. Disrespect, and but like everything that happened, I was just like, whatever. I don't really care for the guy, so I'm not gonna be like, oh, fuck this guy for doing whatever this or that. And now that he's back, I'm like, I don't care for him anymore. Not that I cut, not that I cared for him much to begin with. But I'll see some stuff, and he's like playing like Fortnite, and he's just getting mad. And I'm like, dude, you're like fucking like in your 40s or whatever. I don't know. You're old. You're playing a kid's game. Stop getting mad.
All too often, I will end it at this. All too often at my last job, I had a lot of people coming in asking for controllers. And way too often, it was usually the significant other, which was, yes, a woman, that was like, yeah, like, will this controller break as easily as the last one? And it's amazing just like the conversation rabbit hole that would go on from there. Because, like, you don't even have to ask much. Like I'm not even the type of person to like really like entertain conversation too often, but like, good Lord, just the shit that you find out. I'm like, well, maybe you could get the pro version of this controller, I'm not trying to sell anything, but it's like, maybe it'll be fucking more durable.
Maybe you should No, I've in that
Like some of them
context.
showed me pictures, man. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know. In that context, I was at
Controllers are expensive now, man.
they are. I was at BK with Carol. AKA mom. We just got off, we just finished a job, and so we're getting lunch, and we're inside BK, and BK has like those like touch screens, like pads that kids can play games on and whatnot.
Right.
And so we're chilling there, and like there's like, a family at another table, like a few tables over. And one of the kids just starts fucking like banging on that touch pad. Like hitting it like forcefully, like very hard, like, and he's just yelling, "Fucking Fortnite, Fortnite, Fortnite!" And just like smashing the shit out of this thing. And I was just like, "What the fuck?" It's like, let's like control your children. And it's like at what point? This is like when like I would say like Fortnite back in the day was like peaking, and the like, kids were addicted to this shit. And I was just like, I was like, do you, like, this kid probably plays Fortnite, like, 24/7 and gets all the fucking, you know, V-Bucks or whatever the fuck it is. You know, spends all his mom's fucking money on the credit cards. Like, mom, give me your credit cards and buy this fucking skin, this and that. And I was just like, this is such a sad reality. This, that I'm at BK trying to enjoy a fucking meal and this kid's trying to smash his fucking pad in and yelling Fortnite. And then, like, 5 minutes later, they proceed to leave.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. I'm just like, what the fuck is wrong? Like, that would never have happened back in our day, you know?
Yeah. I can 100% understand it more from a kid, but it's just again, like,
yeah.
Yo, that shit's expensive. Like, mm-hmm. an average controller now, like, Joy-Cons are still, like, what, like, $80? $75?
Joy-Cons? I think they're, like, 60.
60 now? Okay.
Nintendo stuff has always been cheaper compared to, like, PlayStation or Xbox. But I think, honestly, I think Joy-Cons are, like, 40. But if you buy the controller, like, the Pro Controller, then those are more expensive for sure.
Yeah, one of the reasons why I value my controllers so much, and said in my previous episode,
mm-hmm.
is because the ones that I get, they're usually, like, these third-party ones, but they're usually crafted in a way where it's like, oh, yeah, this one has Bluetooth, it has a longer battery life.
Yeah.
And it's, for some reason, you know, even though it's meant for the Nintendo Switch, it also works with Android,
mm-hmm.
iOS, PC, Mac, you know, and it's shaped like a PS1 controller, you know, that's so wacky, you know. Yeah. Fucking shit that only hipsters like me would get. But, you know, it's like 10 or 20 bucks cheaper than, like, your main brand.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I value my shit. But it's also, you know, I expect kids not to know the value of a dollar.
No.
Not from adults. Like, you guys know how much that shit costs. Some of you are in those relationships where it's like, I had to ask my old lady for money just to go get another PS4 controller. Like, first off, why do you need another one? Like, and then you go through this entire rabbit hole where it's like, yeah, this is the sixth one he's broken this year. The fuck's wrong with you, man?
Yeah, like, it's... Well, because it's like, I don't think it has anything to do with value when it comes to kids, that they're just mad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, they can't accept the concept that someone is better than them and they're beating them in their video games, so they get mad. Like, I've broken controllers just because I'm getting mad. And it's like, I know, like, this is like in my teen years, where I'm like, yeah, I know that person is, like, better than me, but I'm so fucking tired of this shit. That I've broken Xbox controllers and, like... And there's just, like, there are some times where I just get so frustrated where I just want to, like, slam, like, my mouse or a controller now, but I'm like, nah, it's like, I was like, I can't do that because I have to pay for this stuff now, and, you know. And it's like, this mouse costs, like, $100. This controller, this PlayStation 4 controller I bought is a,
It's the Cyberpunk one, right?
No, it's The Last of Us Part 2. Okay. I don't even like the game or anything. It's like, the game's alright, but I just bought it because...
Does the controller look cool?
Yeah, it looks cool, and... It was literally cheaper than a regular PS4 controller. This was before the PS5 even came out, but I wouldn't even buy the PS5 controller. It looks like shit anyways. But it was like, I'm like, why is this The Last of Us, like, limited edition controller cheaper than a regular PS4 controller? So I bought it. It was like $20 cheaper too. So yeah. I bought it. I'm like, this is cool. I don't want to break this because it's kind of like, you know, special edition or whatever, and it looks cool. And it's like my keyboard. I don't want to, like... Like, if my keyboard breaks, it's because I've used it so much, not because I fucking slammed my keyboard out of frustration.
Yeah. Real shit, though. Gamer rage is...
Terrifying.
It's terrifying, and it's also something, like, I'm deeply ashamed of. Like, I already love ripping on, like, gamers as a whole. Like, mm-hmm. I think they're some of the most entitled customer base ever. But, But, like, I am 100% a part of the gamer. I don't know, what the fuck would you call it? It's like a fandom?
Community, I guess?
Group, community, yeah. But the whole rage in involved with it, man. Like, it's not just to the extent of, like, getting mad over spilt milk. It's also like seeing that shit on social media where it's like you guys get pissed over every little thing, but you guys won't get pissed over you know, like, actual issues that are plaguing the world. It's like, so often so often, like, I, in the past, in my early 20s, like, I used to get into a lot of discourse where, like, I would just straight up tell them, like, oh, yeah, you care about this, but you don't care about this. Like, just go fucking touch grass. Like, Jesus Christ. But I also think that's very dismissive of me.
It's also one of those things where it's, like, hard to explain to someone who isn't a gamer. Have you ever tried to, like, when you ever have, like, non-gamer friends over and you start raging, they're like, dude, why are you so mad? It's just a game. It's like, you don't fucking understand, man. It's like, calm down. It's like, don't fucking tell me to calm down. It's like, you just don't understand. And it's like one of those things you just don't really know how to explain. You're just like, why am I so mad? I don't fucking know. Maybe I'm tired of playing this fucking game, getting killed for the millionth time. I don't know.
Yeah, but you still do it anyways.
Yeah, you still play
like,
it.
Like, you're visibly tired with the game. Like, that was me for a little while with Destiny.
Now, literally yesterday, I was playing League, and I was just, like, first game of the day. You know, it's like 4 p.m.
This podcast does not support League of Legends or Riot games.
But we do if we get that sponsorship.
Can't wait for that fighting game, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, and I play a game mode called ARAM. And for those who don't know what that is, it stands for all random, all mid. And so you get a random character and you get one lane instead of the normal three, if you know anything about League. So anyways, we're just playing. And because you get random characters and you don't choose, you'll sometimes get really unbalanced teams. But it's just so fucking frustrating because I'm just like there and I'll be slowed for like an eternity. And I'm just like, why the fuck is this a thing? Why does every character have this stupid fucking mechanic? And I'm playing the one character that doesn't have that stupid mechanic. And I'll just start fucking, like, 5 minutes into the game, I'm just like, fucking Riot employees just have everything, you know, everything up in their fucking ass. They don't know how to balance this fucking game. They don't know how to make characters. I'm just raging. And I'm like, next game.
Next game.
Yeah, it's like, next game. And I'm like, why do I go through this fucking torture, man?
I think I was doing some legitimate thought about this like earlier this week. I want to say it was last Thursday or last Friday. And I was like, you know what? Maybe it's just a crime of passion. Maybe it's just something that they're deeply passionate about, and that's how it manifests sometimes.
That's what conclusion I came to. It's like, no matter how much you fucking hate it, you care about it, and that's why you get frustrated. It's like, I just care about League, but I care about it in some way that I don't know why or how.
Yeah.
I think I like all the lore that's behind the League.
Oh yeah, no. The good employees at Riot Games 100% put a lot of love and care when it comes to crafting their products, as well as, you know, giving depth and expansion to those same products. Seems like every other week they're doing something to kind of bridge the gap between their video games and the real world. Like, they have this cool idea that I honestly can't get over as to how simple but just fun it is. Like, in-game, they have skins for every single character, which will allude to, you know, different dimensions, different universes that character is a part of.
Yep.
And I guess 4 or 5 of them are in this fictional band inside that universe called Pentakill.
Yep.
And Riot has used that as not only a way to explain lore, but also expand upon certain things, but also pay actual musicians to make actual music that you can listen to. And the music's not bad if you're into, like, I would say it's more power metal, modern heavy metal stuff.
It's definitely power metal. I mean, they got a few of their songs. Like, they got the former vocalist of Dragon Force to do some of their songs.
Yeah.
Which is obviously a power metal band, Dragon Force. So, yeah, I say it's like, yeah, power metal, like maybe some heavy.
Yeah. And the stuff is so delightfully fun. With their most recent release, I wasn't that into it. Same. A little more proggy, a little more poppy, and it had a lot of that, like, djenti guitars. Which,
yeah.
My issue with djenti guitars at the end of the day is they're just so over-processed.
Yeah.
But it's still fun, and you'll still find yourself nodding to the music regardless of whatever release you pick. What album are they on? 3 or 4?
The one they just released was the third one.
Yeah. And they have a lot of cool stuff with it. And then in addition to the fucking album, they also have, or the group, the Pentakill group, they also have a Netflix series, which I've been told isn't amazing, but it's still pretty fucking good. It explains a lot of the in-game lore if you don't want to deal with the game like me. Mm-hmm. Only watched one episode, couldn't get into it, but I'll try it again someday.
What show is this?
Arcane, right?
Oh, Arcane. That has to deal with Jinx and Vi and Caitlyn.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an origin story.
Yeah. I think the biggest issue I have with the whole gamer community is that it's what I was saying earlier when I was saying it was a little dismissive to also say, like, you know, you guys care so much about, you know, the balance of a character, mm-hmm. this and that, but you guys won't care about quote unquote real issues. And I would say in rebuttal to that, in kind of, you know, quote unquote defense of the gamers, I think more often the real world kind of gives you reasons to kind of retreat into your hobbies as well as your interests. Like sometimes the world can just be so overwhelming that you have no choice but to retreat into pop culture the way so many people do nowadays. I would argue that the reason why anime is probably having a fucking massive boom right now is because the way the sorry state of the world is. People have no choice but to kind of be like, I legitimately want an escape. And it's weird because, like, I shouldn't be spending this much time thinking about this shit, because at the end of the day, hey, man, it's just fat, sweating nerds fucking getting mad just because I got knifed in Call of Duty, when it's like, hey, why the fuck are you that close to the other person? It's a gun game.
Bro, Call of Duty knifing was broken. What the fuck do you mean?
Was it?
Yeah, Modern Warfare, I want to say 2, I think it was, or 3. That shit was
I think
OP.
Miguel was fucking talking about this the other day.
There was a perk that would increase your, like, because, like,
distance?
Your distance, like, because, like, when you knife in Call of Duty, it would essentially just kind of, like, lock on and do, like, automatically, as long as they're within, like, range. There's a perk that enhanced that, and you can just, like, do it from, like, a mile away. And it was never fixed.
I hate the fact that, like, you're technically arguing against Call of Duty, but you're also defending it, and you're also kind of taking apart my argument.
Betrayal.
Just edit that part out.
Yeah.
Just, like, mute me, and then you can just go on, and then...
I think...
Or you can, like, voice over me or something, I don't know.
Yeah. I think what I mean to say is I think the gamer community is a stark example of what happens when you essentially give people virtually no excuse but to find some form of escape. And it does kind of suck just because I do feel like a lot of companies take advantage of that. I would even argue to a certain extent, like, expression, artistic expression is almost incentivized, where it's like, hey, like, people already avoid these issues, we do kind of have to put these into our works to get people to become aware of them, you know?
Yeah, but, like, a lot of, with the whole, like, you know, gender thing and, like, you know, like, identity, a lot of that's getting put into video games now, where, like, before you would have, like, I want to make a character, like Tiny Tina's Wonderland, for instance, it's, like, the first time you actually get to make a character.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, it's like, oh, you know, before it would be like, oh, you make a male or a female. And it's like, now they're like, okay, male or female, but now they have pronouns. And, you know, there's like, you know, he, her, she, him. Now they have they, them now.
And I wonder how many fucking neckbeards were complaining about.
Oh, so many. I bet they're like, and it's just like, who gives a fuck?
Just don't fucking choose it.
Don't choose it. Choose your female body that you're going to fucking play and make a goddamn character, you fucking neckbeard. It's like, let them have their thing, you know? It's nice to see that developers are taking, you know, account of that stuff to, like, adhere to a new audience, essentially.
Yeah.
To make it more accessible to other people.
It's like, it's you're not the only one here, my guy.
Yeah, just...
you're not the only part of the fucking audience. Like, by all means, go off, man. But yeah. it's like at the end of the day, like, you're arguing because there's other people that are with you in this community that just don't share your views.
Yeah, just go make a Twitter post. No one gives a Killjoy. Fuck.
But yeah, I don't know what the point of that tangent was, but yeah.
I don't know, gamer rage and reasons to...
In short, being a gamer sucks, but also fuck gamers. But also, gamers are kind of cool.
Yeah, gamers with a Y. Woo! I remember I had to explain that joke to Nick that he didn't understand. I was like, you guys are gamers with a Y, right? And he's like, what? He's like, well, with a Y? He's like, gamers? And I was like, no, I was like, gamers, dude. And he's like, oh.
I was like, here at the casual setting, we are pro everything. Legalize everything.
Dude. Yeah, fuck it. Just pro everything. No one gives a fuck. End the world. It'd be a lot better.
Yeah, dude. Just fucking end the planet.
Yeah. Put it out of its misery.
But we're also pro you, dude, because you're kind of cool too.
Yeah, pro you. Because
you're listening to the Casual Setting podcast, dude.
Yeah, unfortunately that nothing... you made it here. Sorry.
There's nothing fucking cooler than the Casual Setting podcast.
I think there's a lot of things cooler than that, but we're pretty cool.
This is actually probably going to be our most like divisive episode yet, because we already got a little political earlier. We dunked on, so we actually dunked on a lot of shit. You wanna do you wanna dunk on a Demon Slayer as our last little ed part of it?
I was
looking at our previous topics, and one of them straight up says dunk on Demon Slayer.
Oh yeah, I think that's you're planning that a few months ago, but
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like that could be a whole ass episode. I mean, I can kind of give like a short story about it. From my view.
Yeah. But just know, if you're into the podcast, we are 100% gonna make a fuck anime episode where we're just gonna tear into about everything.
We tear into everything. Yet 99% of the time we do those things.
We like it.
Yeah, we like it, or we're a part of that. And some, you know, like fucking D&D nerds or our fucking anime nerds or movie nerds or whatever. We all like that shit, but we're gonna dunk on them.
I cannot wait for another fuck anime episode, because we already technically have one. If you want to check it out, it's called The Lads Make Anime Great Again.
Oh, yeah.
So 100%, there's gonna be a sequel to that.
I think I need to rewatch that one. I don't remember that one much.
Yeah, that's honestly one of the prouder episodes. And then
I remember it being good, but it's been a while.
What was the other one? Oh, the Lads Declare War on Neckbeards. We're gonna have a part two to that.
Yeah.
Which that's our best episode yet. The Lads Declare War on Neckbeards is essentially an episode where we take fan bases and we just each and every one of us picks one that we find somewhat deplorable, and it's kind of funny because we all picked one that it's like kind of tame. Like I think the one that we agreed on for that was like actually okay. Like their only offense was kind of being cringy in the fact that like every one of them is unapologetically enjoying themselves is Doctor Who.
Yeah, it is the they're like the nicest fan base, nicest cringiest fan base you dunk
they're
on.
They're just corny,
because they're just like
just the, corny,
because they love their shit so much that they just want everyone else. They're almost like a religion at this point, you know.
Yeah,
but they're honestly like such nice people, but they're just like,
yeah,
check out my Doctor Who screwdriver thing, and I'm like,
fuck off,
cool dude. I honestly don't care, but that's cool. Yeah, I'm glad you enjoy it.
Fucking Sonic Screwdriver, these nuts.
Of course, it was a decent nice joke.
It made see it. See if I can put a gunshot after that.
Put some, like. Yeah, English. My brain's seasoned to function.
Alright, that's our signal that we need to start
the podcast. I haven't eaten. I've been up since like 8 o'clock. I haven't eaten yet, so.
Yeah, and I haven't really eaten anything of nutritional value yet.
Bro, didn't you just say you're eating?
Yeah, but it was just a protein cookie.
You're sucking more than me.
It's not an actual fucking meal.
Technically, I've eaten something. I had some chips.
Yeah, dude, some chips.
Literally some chips. Like, I got, you know, the big bag. I ate like 5 and put it away. I mean,
we should do an episode where we rip on other on other countries, and I think we should totally go to town on the British for calling fucking fries chips.
You want
to
rip on other countries? Nah, we got to be careful with that, then.
No, we can get away with the British, 100%. We can at least make one episode out of the British.
No, British, yes. I'm talking about other countries.
Man, what are they going to do? Boil tea for us? I fucking love tea.
That makes one of us.
I fucking love crumpets, too.
Crumpets.
Crumpets are based. But yeah.
Anyways.
expect more great episodes in which we routinely offend other people, but eventually have to explain that we actually enjoy these things.
Yeah, everyone's going to look at these podcasts like, oh my god, these guys are so offensive. They just hate everything. And it's like, no, we love everything.
We also just hate everything.
Yeah. It's a very love-hate relationship, you know. It's like a marriage.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. So, side note before I get into our last topic. Damn, what did you do to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, dude? My people's most glorious
Cinco de Mayo, dude? How about hella mayo?
I bought like a single tub of Fluffernutter and tried blending it into my protein shakes. Did not go well.
I don't know.
This looks like mayo.
This looks like mayo.
And then my ancestors were like, why do you have to do this? And I'm like, yeah.
His ancestors...
No hablo espanol, fucker.
His ancestors are just churning over in their graves. They're like, he's not one of us. Revoke his name.
And I'm like, yo, where are the subtitles to this shit?
Honestly, I've been, I don't know, I've been so busy, I haven't been realizing. Like, everyone's like, oh, it was May 4th, and I was like, alright, Star Wars fans, I like Star Wars, and just fuck off.
Fucking Derek legitimately told me that it was May the 4th, and I was like, oh, fuck, like, I'm gonna have to hear about this shit all fucking day
long. Yeah,
I actually told Derek that, and I increased the volume on my earbuds because I was just like, fuck this, dude. And all day long from everyone's like radio or anything that I heard was just Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars. And it's not like I hate Star Wars, but it's like, fuck, dude. They are 100% one of those fan bases that are just like, fuck, man. Once you get one of those motherfuckers started.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know, I've been so out of it lately. Like, I didn't even realize fucking Mother's Day is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I should have told my mom, I'm like...
Call your fucking parents.
I was like, hey, you want a gift card or something? She's like, you didn't remember it was Mother's Day, and I was like, nope.
Call your parents.
Yeah, call your parents. Tell them you love them, or don't. I don't know.
Tell them you love them. Tell them you're thankful for everything. If you can, or go not. Get them something. Doesn't even have to be the day of.
Yeah.
Get them something down the line. Fucking get them coffee.
I know.
Because Lord knows we all need caffeine to deal with shit.
Yeah, even though that has no effect on me, but yeah.
Yeah, no, if anything, it's the source of my power. So our last topic.
Caffeine is like water to me.
That tracks, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So our last topic, Dan, is I want to throw an interesting query at you, dude.
Okay.
A bit of a scenario.
Scenario?
Someone legitimately asks you, hey, you know, Dan, you're part of a podcast, right?
Okay.
And like the absolute Chad you are, you turn around with your 12-inch chin,
mm-hmm.
your full beard, and your Sigma male haircut, and you say, mm-hmm. yeah, what about it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she asks you about the various topics you cover. And you know, give her a quick rundown. And she's like, what's your podcast host like? What do you say, my guy?
What is my podcast host like?
Yeah, what's your assistant like, a.k.a.
The Doomslayer. I don't know. What was that cartoon that you posted the other day? And I was like, this is the most Ryan thing ever.
I don't remember. Is it on our Instagram DMs?
Yeah, I
have my phone right here.
Yeah. Because I've never seen that
this
cartoon.
Is the most Riot thing ever.
Yeah, it's like they were playing video games.
Oh, fucking Smiling Friends.
Yeah, I've never seen that. And it's like, you can't do that. You just, that's unfair. No.
It's just nothing but gibberish.
It's just him going, and I'm like, that's Ryan. That's literally Ryan. It is the, that is the best way. I would show them that gif.
Okay, well, we can't put that into the podcast. So the best way I could explain
if I'm not memeing on Ryan,
yeah, we'll go with that answer first.
If I'm not memeing on Ryan, I'm in our DMs, the group DMs. He's a pretty cool guy who always wants to do something, who's up for an adventure, but simultaneously will have a panic attack in that same adventure. No, he's a great guy. He's a great guy.
That's fair.
I'm glad I get to call him a friend, and that he also adheres to my stupid shit and deals with my blatant racism towards him on a daily basis. But no, if you're asking, I'm not racist. Anyways, I really held back when you asked me about that Cinco de Mayo thing. So,
you know, I was actually
were you surprised I didn't really say hoping... anything?
I was actually really hoping. I was like, fuck it. Like we've already alienated two potential fans. Let's fucking go for the race card.
See, I if we were popular,
that's
like...
my people's holiday, Dan. What are you doing?
If we were like a huge, like, popular group where people knew my sarcasm and my humor.
Oh yeah, no, we'd get canceled for more of it.
Yeah, we like. People, like, when they first...
They fucking glass the
planet. How would you explain people that first meet me when I'm just, like, on it that day, you know? Like,
yeah, they're...
people are just, like... People get offended when I'm...
Yeah. It's like...
Did you just say that to a Mexican? I'm like, he enjoys it.
Is he having a bad day? And, sometimes I will legitimately lean into it and I'll be like, yeah, so-and-so happened to him like earlier this week, and then their eyes widen and it's fucking great. We have 100% done that before with Dan. It's honestly kind of fun, but usually they kind of catch on that, like, that's our
that's our dynamic. That's like my sense of humor. Fucking who was it, Rashad, when was that, that
oh,
New Year's
dude.
And I called Teresa
glorious,
a bitch.
Glorious local Chad Rashad, dude.
Yeah, I call Teresa a bitch, you know, and like, that's another dynamic that me and Teresa have, is like, I'll just call her a bitch randomly sometimes.
And there was alcohol.
Yeah, there was alcohol, and she
was
laughing, and like, but Rashad was just like, did he actually just say that?
He actually did a double take.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck's going on?
I remember the first time I called Teresa a bitch in front of Kaz, and he, I remember seeing him, and he was going to say something, but then he was just like, yeah, you're right.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah. But,
local Sigma male Kaz, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude.
But yeah, you know, you're a great guy. I'm glad I get to do this podcast with you. I feel like if I try to do a podcast with other people, I don't feel like it wouldn't really work out, or I wouldn't enjoy it as much. Aww. Yeah, you and Miguel, you know, both. But,
I did not expect a wholesome answer.
Well, your fucking name is Wholesome Thug, I'm looking at it. I'm glad I get to be myself around you, even though I'm always myself around other people, but I'm glad you understand my humor and my racist jokes that I like to make about my people or your people and other people. Everyone,
yeah,
no,
I mean,
no one's safe. No one's safe from me.
If anything, it'd be more offensive if you didn't make fun of my people.
Yeah, you get offended that I don't make fun of your people now.
Yeah.
That's how it's gotten to this point. I know it's bad when
there was one week in particular that I remember. I think it was Teresa was like, "Man, Dan's really going in on the Mexican jokes."
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's because we're both pissed. We're fucking sucks.
Yeah,
work
sucks.
I think it was holiday season.
Yeah, it probably was. That's the most stressful. I know it's bad.
You
when
and I were saying some hate-ish shit.
Oh yeah, for sure, man. Like, we just feed off of each other, and it just gets progressively worse.
Shit sucks.
I know. I'm doing a good job when we're in public, and you're just like, you can't say that. And I'm like, I just did.
I love that. Yeah, that's our dynamic.
Yeah. Great person. Like I said, I'm just glad I get to do this stuff. It's fun.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. I did not expect a wholesome response.
Other than that, when I'm aiming on Ryan, he's usually acting like a little baby who hides in a box fort with his fucking goddamn Capri Sun juice box thing and makes fun of women.
That's 100% what I do outside of the gym and work. Yeah.
Yeah, and Ryan's like that little kid who has the juice box in his hand, then like he tugs on his dad's pants, and the dad is Miguel. And he's like, I want chicken nuggies.
You said the thing.
Yeah. I didn't fuck it up. And then Miguel's like, no, you can't have that gunpla. And then you get mad.
And then I scream as loud as I can and then pass out.
Yeah, you're like, ah, me angie. And then you pass out.
Fuck yeah.
That's Ryan on a daily basis, usually.
Going back to the fucking Smiling Friends clip.
Yeah.
If you've never checked out the show Smiling Friends, it's made by two of my favorite people on the internet, Michael Cusack and Zach Hadle. They're veterans of internet animation, and it's great because there's so many different callbacks to all their previous works, but it's also like this weird animated mess that you typically come to enjoy from Adult Swim. And if it sounds like I'm doing a bit of a review, I apologize. I kind of am, but I'm also trying to prefix the clip that Dan's referencing. So in the clip, a couple characters are...
Well, this one's a bit slightly edited.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're playing... takes place in an office lunchroom. Two of the characters are playing video games. The other two are kind of recovering from, like, a hangover. And one of them tells the other two characters, hey, can you maybe tone that down? It's a little loud.
Oh, yeah. They're playing
fucking, like, OG Guilty Gear accent core.
Yeah.
And one of them's complaining about the other one button mashing, and the other one explains his button mashing by basically saying, me, 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 me. And then, like, does, like, little screams and, like, taps harder. And what's great about it is when they show the screen, you know, which is edited to show them playing Guilty Gear accent core, the guy who's button mashing, he's playing a character that only incentivizes playing button mashing. And it's absolutely fucking great because for some reason, that game... No, he's playing Justice.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The character, for some reason, actually, I think it's the game. Guilty Gear Accent Core is a very loud game, but it has great sound design. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you definitely don't want to put it around someone that's having a hangover. They will fucking kill you. And I think I describe our boy Dan here.
Yes.
If I'm memeing, I'll start with the memes.
Neurotic?
Emotionless.
Erotic? Okay.
A neurotic, emotionless hybrid of a man that is simultaneously enjoying things, but simultaneously hating things.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good. That's pretty small. I don't even think that's a meme. That's just true.
Yeah, yeah. When I mean enjoy things, it's when I deliberately tell him, like, hey, let's go do this really stupid thing. And he's like, okay, I swear to God, if this gets me in trouble, I'm gonna fucking kill you, but this is gonna be really cool if this backfires in your face.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty much every single time I set something up, I'll be like, nothing bad's gonna happen to you, it's gonna happen to me.
And I make sure it happens to you.
Like 100%, a good portion of our setups are pretty much... Honestly, I do kind of word them like Jackass sketches.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there's that. If I'm not memeing, Dan is a wonderful support net in the same way that I think every good friend should be. Where he does give some valid criticism, but that's only because he does it from the whole, like, adult standpoint, because Dan is legitimately one of those people that legitimately thinks like an adult.
Unfortunately.
I do not. And he's also supportive as hell because he's also one of those people where it's like if he sees that you're passionate and you genuinely enjoy something, no matter how he feels about it, he will probably be along for the ride. It's just he'll probably be along for the ride to either laugh at you or at least laugh with you at the end of it.
Yep.
So I enjoy Dan for not only being down to earth, but I enjoy him because he's always just there, and he's always just being himself. And himself is someone that you just, I don't know, man. Like I haven't found one thing to go against Dan where I'm like, yeah, that's a red flag.
Yeah, I gotta change that.
So, I mean, other than the fact that he doesn't prefer Mexican food, that's probably the only quote-unquote red flag. Dan is a pretty based, I would even say Sigma male co-host, dude.
Thank you.
And with that, I think we will end this podcast.
Hold on. You can't end it. I got to defend myself from the whole Mexican food thing. I'm going to get a lot of hate. I like Mexican food, don't get me wrong. It's just, I think it's one of the few foods that I get tired of easily because we live in California.
What do you mean? You get Taco Bell all the time. I see the bags always in your car.
Yes.
You're so cultural, Dan.
I am. I'm very cultured. It's, you know, Taco Bell was rated the number one authentic Mexican restaurant in the U.S., so.
And with good intentions, brother.
Yeah, yeehaw. I don't know. It's just one of those things, I think, because I eat it so much that I get, because we live in California and, like, just Mexican things everywhere.
It's a staple of everyone's culture. Yeah, and I think. In some way or form, honestly. Doesn't matter what household you're from.
Yeah, there's a lot of Mexican food stuff that I don't like too, like, you know, like fucking like cow tongue and that kind of stuff they use, and
lingua
and what's like, don't they use like the guts or whatever, menudo? I don't really like that stuff either. But it's like, when Mexican food is like on point, I'm like, damn, this is like it's like one of the best in my opinion.
I 100% think that the paste that kind of holds California together is just, it's just cheap, greasy, but good fucking Mexican food. 100%.
Yeah, you go to a fucking taco truck, dude. Goddamn.
Fucking gospel, dude.
Yeah, you'll have some of the best fucking burritos or tacos there.
There's so much to dislike about fucking the West Coast, but West Coast Mexican game is just ridiculous. Yeah. It's the pace that holds everything together.
Yeah. Now that I have defended myself, we can now end the podcast. Okay, bye.
Yeah, dude. We'll end the podcast with the best staple of Mexican food is Mountain Dew Baja Blast. And if you think otherwise, you're wrong. You're wrong. You're not based. You're cringe. And L plus ratio, dude. As always, I've been your main host. Wyams, aka Wholesome Thug, aka Ryan, and as always with me, my stunning, luxuriously not on fire from repeatedly taking out his tires and crashing into everything, Dan, aka Asian Dan, aka Sushi Vesta, aka the Drift King himself.
That is me. Yeah, thank you. Glad to be here.
And we've been the Casual Setting Podcast. Hope you had a great listen. Hope you laughed. Hope you enjoyed yourself. As always, if you can, leave a like, send us a comment, send us a message with an idea, if you feel like it, or just leave some general criticism. It's always joy, and have a good day, but also get fucked.
Get fucked.
Later.
Goodbye.